Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
You know what, Mr. Announcer Guy? You enjoy Mother Trucker. You enjoy it. Actually, I think he does. He's an avid listener. Avid listener of what, you ask? It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. Luke is in Madison. I'm in Waukesha. We are hanging out in the southern swath of Wisconsin, broadcasting to you on several different stations. In Madison, in the Solidarity Realty Studios, Luke is broadcasting on WTTN 1580 AM and Double Radio 92.7 FM. I'm over in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You can always check out all of us everywhere, anytime, all the time, as long as you have an internet or some sort of cellular connection. So however you work it out, with a Double Radio app.
Yeah. Absolutely, Brian. And nothing like a little brief heart attack for me dozing off there, kind of drifting off into space, getting my mind right before we start the show. And I look up and you're just like yelling at me, fake yelling at me in the Zoom meeting.
You enjoy yourself, Mother Trucker.
What did I do wrong? And then and then you just start smiling. And I was like, oh, Jesus, that's not fun.
I couldn't let you hang there that long. It was delicious, but it only needed a morsel. So
yeah. So, folks, welcome to Dueling Tangents. You can give us a call at any time throughout the great show, 844-967-2789. We will be taking your calls all hour long. And we'd love to hear from you, because what we're talking about today is the January 6th hearings that are going to be coming up tonight. And it's the first primetime hearings for the findings of the investigation into the Capitol insurrection that took place on January 6, 2021.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty interesting, because Brian, I hope it's going to be as interesting as some individuals that have to, that are promoting that and saying, hey, like, you got to be tuning in. They're teasing it with, this is going to be some unseen footage before. There's going to be things that you don't know yet are going to be revealed at tonight's hearings. And we're going to get a better picture of what happened that day, the story of what happened on January 6th. And this isn't the only hearing. This is the first of many. They're going to be throughout the week, next week as well. Devil Radio and The Shaw will be carrying those live as they take place, as well as tonight's hearing. We will be broadcasting on these great airwaves. But Brian,
listen, well, as far as, like, they're bringing in TV producers here, right?
I believe there's, like, it's not the 60 Minutes producer, but it's a producer from news television or kind of like a reality news TV personality that's going to be coming in.
Here's the deal: you got to knock them out with the first episode. You got to tease them at the end, make them want to come back for more. And then by the third, fourth episode, you got to get into concrete stuff, or else everybody's going to go. So tonight has to be big and strong. You can have a real, you know, kind of a breather on Monday, but Wednesday, I would assume, would be another hard-hitting day. Just because of the rhythm of things, if they're going to go and produce it the way the television goes, I would say if they're going to do some things, they're going to drop some teaser bombs that will come back later, make you want to tune in later. Oh, I want to see how that works out. But again, I know it's stupid because you just want to tell the truth and move on. But you got to understand, the American public needs to be told this story. And not everybody's going to, even if it's a Ken Burns documentary, as interesting as they are, not everybody tunes into PBS all the time. You need to have a story that encapsulates the American. And we're not telling a story. This is a real, actual event. But the actual telling of this event, you have to tell in a very compelling way, or else we're going to lose people.
Right. I think there has to be a laying out of the facts, and I think there's going to be some pretty damning evidence, Brian, because it was a surprising day. It was a historic day, and we're still trying to figure out how to hold individuals accountable for it. But the reason I think a lot of listeners may be paying attention as well is because there's going to be some Wisconsin ties, I believe, to what we're going to see tonight and in the hearings going forward, Brian, because Wisconsin's pretty much a ground zero for when it comes to what happened on January 6th and what's still happening here in our state. Because, again, we'll remind the audience, Wisconsin is pretty much the only state that has an active elected officials endorsing a review of the 2020 election to this date on June 9th, 2022.
Yeah, that's how many years afterwards?
2 years. We're more than 500 days removed, and they are still trying to litigate the 2020 election despite recounts, audits, and court cases showing that there was no widespread evidence of voter fraud.
Well, like we're like I used to do with Russian collusion and Russian interference, I like to Google Russian or whoever they were talking about at the time next to Scott Walker and see how fast that worked out. One, it proves to you that they had a multi-pronged attack, no matter towards several different candidates. But two, it also shows you that what they were trying to do in Wisconsin, they were also trying to do nationwide. But point being, connections-wise, let's try and make sure we see our connections for January 6th today in Wisconsin. Who do we have up? First one they talk about is the false electors.
Yeah, we're
in
reading from a piece by Lawrence Andre over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, headlined, "The January 6th committee hearings begin Thursday. Here are Wisconsin's connections to the events at the U.S. Capitol building."
Yep. All right, so the false electors in Wisconsin. Wisconsin was among seven states that Biden won where Republicans gathered as presidential electors in 2020 at the direction of the Trump campaign. The direction of the Trump campaign, this is reported. The would-be Wisconsin electors gathered in the state capitol right around the time we had the Devil Tree. At the same time, Wisconsin Electoral College met at the same building to deliver the state's 10 actual electoral votes to Biden and purported to file their votes for Trump. They signed official-looking documents stating Trump had won, even though the state Supreme Court had ruled an hour earlier that Biden was the victor. The group also sent the material to the U.S. Senate, the National Archives, Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug La Follette, and a federal judge. Biden beat Trump by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin.
It's important to remember, folks, that mail fraud is a type of fraud. So when you're mailing off fraudulent documents, you get slapped with mail fraud.
Yeah. So reading on the Select Committee this past January subpoenaed two of the false electors, former Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Andrew Hitt and 8th Congressional District Republican Party Chairwoman Kelly Rue as part of its probe.
Yeah, and Kelly Rue lost her re-election bid to be a DePere councilwoman, I believe, is what her elected official role was in the state of Wisconsin, along with being the chair of the 8th Congressional District Republican Party.
Turns out, you know, doing the exact opposite of the will of the people is not a very good look for a representative.
No, not in any...
Just throwing that out there.
Nope, not at all. Continuing on in the piece, in May, two of Wisconsin's legitimate presidential electors filed a lawsuit seeking to fine the 10 false electors for hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages to ensure the losing side in future elections doesn't take similar steps claiming to be the winner. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Robert Spindell, and we're going to talk about it, good old Bobby a little bit later in this episode as well, who posed as one of the so-called electors, has said the group was acting at the directive of the Trump campaign. Members of the group have defended their actions as a legal strategy in the event election results were overturned in a lawsuit. Brian, if somebody directs you to commit a crime, are you and the person that directs you to commit that crime are both legally held responsible, correct?
I believe that ignorance of the law is not an excuse for breaking the law in and of itself.
Yeah, so the State Elections Commission, which, again, Robert Spindell sits on and got to partake in this vote, decided not to sanction the 10 Republicans for their actions. 3-3 split decision is baked in the cake, so unless you can get somebody from the other side of the political leanings to agree with you, you weren't going to get that. And Robert Spindell got to be still one of those six votes in that decision to dismiss the claim. But a union group is challenging that decision from the Wisconsin Elections Commission in state court, I believe, one of the court system, either federal court or state courts.
Is great.
Continuing on, outside of the fraudulent electors, we got more ties to the insurrection that took place on January 6th, 2021. Votes against certification of Joe Biden's win over Donald Trump. So, by the time, I believe, Brian, the process of accepting the electoral votes, the procedural, ceremonial aspect that was supposed to take place peacefully on January 6th, they go in alphabetical order. Uh-huh. So Wisconsin's pretty low on the list. The second last, I believe, right? Uh-huh. We got only Wyoming after Wisconsin, or yeah. West Virginia as well. So we're third from the last. And they went through order. Even after the violence that took place, this was when Congress reconvened after the violence took place. Officers had died. Rioters had died. Feces was smeared all over the walls. There was literally shambles. The Capitol had been ransacked by rioters. And Congress reconvened and started to go through the process of confirming the election results. And Arizona, pretty close to the top, they still objected. The Republicans that were trying to go with this strategy still objected to the results in Arizona. It was the first of those seven states that had fraudulent electors, where Trump was saying, stop the count, and trying to contest the election results. And two of Wisconsin's congressmen voted against the certifying of Arizona's electoral votes. It would be the two newest to the Republican delegation.
The ones who actually got elected in the same election they're trying to decertify.
Yep, same two guys, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany. And so they continued on. In the middle, you get to Pennsylvania, and they still objected to those election results in Pennsylvania as well. And so we're going to continue talking about the Wisconsin connections. We want to hear what you're going to be watching and listening to tonight when the January 6th Select Committee shares its findings into the investigation into January 6th. We want to know what you're listening for, because I think this is still ongoing in Wisconsin, and we got to keep talking about it, because if we don't talk about it and hold those people responsible for committing the violence that day, it's going to happen again. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian.
Yeah.
You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Brian, as we were alluding to before the break, there needs to be responsibility and accountability for the actions that took place on January 6th. And it was pretty telling while the events were unfolding. I remember the day vividly because I was shocked seeing the first gates outside of the Capitol being picked up and thrown on Twitter, is what I was watching at the time for this live video. And I came rushing into the studio, and the Devil's Advocates were prepping for their show, and I was like, guys, I don't know exactly what this is, but there's something going on at the Capitol right now. And a lot of people, especially here in Wisconsin, were reacting, and we were getting live. There was people tweeting out. There were people doing media hits from their Capitol offices, and they were sharing messages to people specifically, one person in specifically, and it was the former president, the president that had lost at the time, Donald Trump, and one of the people that got on TV and he was doing a media hit, and he had some pretty strong words, was Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, yeah, from the Green Bay.
Now think about this. If you don't think that Donald Trump had anything to do with this, or you think that this was just a spontaneous group of people who just, you know, got swept up in the moment type of thing, then why would you jump to the conclusion that it's Donald Trump's fault immediately, right afterwards, and during the moment of the situation? Let's hear what Mike Gallagher has to say in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, this was 2 in the afternoon on the day of the insurrection, January 6, 2021. And this is Representative Mike Gallagher of Green Bay.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol Police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now. And the objectors over the last 2 days have told me there is no problem with just having a debate. We know we're not going to succeed, so we're just going to object. We're going to have a debate. We'll voice people's concerns, and then we won't actually overturn our entire system of representative government. So nothing bad will happen. There'll be no cost to this effort. This is the cost of this effort. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today, even though you know that is not true. We have got to stop this. Mr. President, you have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off. The election is over. Call it off. This is bigger than you. It's bigger than any member of Congress. It is about the United States of America, which is more important than any politician. Call it off. It's over.
Call it off. Not, please ask your followers to stop it. Or, hey, can you send some people in to stop it? Or, hey, these people listen to you. Would you please talk to them? Not any of that.
Nope.
This is from a guy who has served in the military and uses specific language when he says things like, call it off, like the operation. Call off the mission.
The attack.
Call off the planned insurrection. Mr. President, specifically, you are the only one who can call it off. And we know that he's backed it up over the past year because he's been so outspoken over... Oh, wait.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
No. That's been the last time that I had some strong words from Mike Gallagher, Representative Mike Gallagher.
Sure haven't heard a word from him since.
No, because when it came, so that was on the day of January 6th. That is what a Republican representative to Congress was saying on the day of January 6th. And less than a week later, there was articles of impeachment drawn up for the incitement of violence that Trump brought on to the U.S. Capitol. 1 week later, Mike
First
Gallagher...
First chance to hold him accountable.
Mike Gallagher voted against impeachment. It's too divisive, Brian. It wouldn't solve the problems.
Uh-huh.
We're stifling debate in this country, Brian.
Didn't he want to have a debate?
Didn't he just say that that entertaining the debate over the objections to the election was what led to the violence? But he also doesn't want to actually have the consequences for that violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was what Representative Mike Gallagher had to
strong
say.
So when your life is threatened in the heat of the moment, you have strong words to say. Or when you're leaving Congress, you have strong words to say. But then later on, you know, you realize, oh, I do like this job, and it is pretty good. So I'm going to not...
He's in an insulated district now, Brian. The only person that can remove... The only threat that Mike Gallagher has now in being reelected to Congress is from a farther right primary.
Yeah. Because Robert Voss was sitting pretty, and now he's getting primaried.
Yeah, he's in a district that literally has a 16-point favorite Republican margin built into it now. That congressional district. Used to be more of a toss-up. And he has a 16-point Republican advantage. So the only threat that Gallagher has now is not a reasonable Democrat that would be running against him. it is somebody running farther to the right from him. So we're not going to see more outspokenness like that from the representative. We're going to continue to have him put out op-eds saying that Trump is responsible for the violence, but not actually when the rubber's supposed to hit the pavement. He's not going to vote and hold him accountable through impeachment.
Luckily, the Dems are leading with, let's go and compromise with those people.
Lucky us.
Folks, let's take a strong stand and compromise. What do you guys want to do? I mean, I'm going to be strong and be bold once you guys make the decision.
How do you meet insurrection halfway? Where exactly is the halfway point between here and insurrection?
But we're going to run on that. Yeah.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up.
Immediately next.
844-967-2789.
Sorry to crush your hopes and dreams.
This is Banana Republic crap.
All right. I'm going to have some game time music. I'm going to prep for game time. I'm going to play some White Zombie in the locker room before you go out. I want to see some Congress people, you know, going over their notes with a little bit of...
I can totally picture Rep. Jimmy Raskin just like headbanging to this and then like taking it off, getting out there, and then and just.
What were you listening to? Oh, it's the Wu-Tang Clan. It's pretty awesome, but I just want to remind everybody that Wu-Tang is forever.
Yeah.
And it's folks, for the children. So
You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. We're getting to your
This,
phone
however,
calls
is now. Not Wu-Tang.
This is not Wu-Tang.
This is. Is White Zombie, but anyway, yeah. Please go on. Continue.
Yeah, we're gonna get to your phone calls now. You can be like Wes in Wisconsin. Wes, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I would just like to remind people that the coup is not over. When you talked about what happened to Kiel, it reminded me of Germany in the 1930s. I think we are now in our Germany of the 1930s moment, and if you connect the dots as to what is happening and still going on, the first thing that Hitler did, or one of the first things that Hitler did, was to make gun laws lax. Germany had the strictest gun laws. He wanted his people to be armed. Of course, he didn't let everybody have guns, but that was one of the first things, because in 1930, there were 14 political parties in Germany. Only one had a militia, and we knew who that was. So the movement to make gun laws lax, I think, has a very sinister component, which is to tie in with the right wing, to tie that in with the Republican Party.
Wes, I see the comparison. I totally I understand your concern. I've had concerns myself that I can't help but draw those parallels. There is one ray of hope. There's a huge, or at least there's several rays of hope, but one of the big rays of hope is just the utter and sheer incompetence of Donald Trump and the folks around him. Honestly, I don't know that he has any people left around him or even working for him or working towards his end goals that are actually good at anything they do besides the art of BS. And so when it comes down to actually doing things like, let's say, I don't know, getting a militia together, all they could get was a bunch of Proud Boy idiots who really didn't necessarily do a good job of doing what they were trying to do in the first place. Almost got them, but really wasn't like, what were you going to do? Okay, you got the president, no vice president. Okay, you hung him. Now what? Like, I don't think they had. I think they were just their Keystone Cops at the very best.
Well,
dangerous Keystone Cops.
I think you're right about that, but I think the movement is far sinister, and I don't think that Trump is doing much of the real leading. I think when you have someone, a millionaire like Uline, release the names of those who vote Democrat, and now you're going to have the Supreme Court give concealed carry to anybody who basically wants it, you can tie those two in together with what I call stochastic terrorism, which is coming in from right-wing talk radio to vilify a specific group of people. And the stochastic terrorism, by the way, was developed by Goebbels under Hitler to motivate individuals to commit violence. So this coming November, I'm not going to be surprised if there are a lot of people that are threatened not to vote Democrat, and we see more horrific acts of violence come around the election sites. But for something like that to be stopped, we need an active Democratic Party. And so last year, I decided to join in November, and I gave them what committees I wanted to be on. I gave them my email and stuff, and a couple weeks go by and nothing. A couple months go by and nothing, and then at the end of the second month, I finally got my card. Still no emails and activities. So I called, and I had lunch with the Milwaukee chair of the party. It was very nice, and she put a call in to get that remedied. So a couple more months go by. I get a second membership card. Still no calls about committees. I have no idea what's going on or if the party is doing anything in terms of that. And you're absolutely right when you talk about, you know, compromising. Do you really want to compromise with Nazis? I think we've got, you know, and if I were Evers, I would have special sessions every day until they complied. So I don't know what's going on at the state capitol, but from what I'm hearing on the street, pretty much Republicans are getting everything that they wanted, and now they're in recess. So I'm just being cautious and saying we need to put the dots together, because also part of Hitler's plan was to have his people in the military and in law enforcement. So if this is coming true, it's a combined effort, and the people need to do be aware of that. And there needs to be some organizing on either the people, the Democratic Party, or whomever, to make sure that it doesn't end up like an actual coup come this November.
Yeah. So it's a nice country you have there. It'd be a shame if anything happened to it.
Yeah.
A couple
takeaway points from that, Wes, and we appreciate your call. You can be like Wes. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. But Wes, I think the important thing to note as well is that, like you said, it's ongoing, and I don't know if it's just it's not just on individual parties, like state parties here in Wisconsin, that is important, but I think everybody needs to be paying attention, not just... And it's important to get involved politically, but you have to send elected officials that are going to stand up and stop this from happening again in the future, because that's where we're at right now. We have taken the last 6 months of the January 6th Select Committee to go on a fact-finding mission, and we are going to find out those facts in prime time tonight and next week in more hearings. And the important part is that something is done about it, and so that nothing like this can happen again, because you've got people out on the far right claiming that it doesn't exist. They're giving it the climate change treatment. Republicans like to pretend that climate change isn't real, and so that if it's not real, they don't actually have to do anything to address that problem. But tonight's hearing is going to show real hard evidence. It is a bipartisan committee. There are Republicans and Democrats on this select House committee that are going to be revealing the body of work that they have been working on for the past 6 months. And hearings will only work if people hear the information that's about to be conveyed. So you need to tell the individuals in your circles, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, your coworkers, you need to tell them the importance of why tonight's hearings need to be watched or listened to on Devil Radio and the Shaw.
Because that, Wes, is ultimately your insulation from the slip into Hitler's designs, for lack of a better term. I hate using those comparisons, but again, that's the one that you're looking at. So, okay. Obviously, there's no concentration camps right now, that type of thing. But again, this type of stuff, you want to stop it before it even gets to that point. But again, your friends and neighbors around you are going to be your insulating, that's your buffer zone, folks. When they let's say they do decide to go and you know, worst case scenario, everything is horrible and they start coming at people. Well, the people around you are the ones that are either going to stop and watch, or are they the people that are going to stop and help? Are they going to look the other way? Have you built a net in your community, a social net in your community, that will fight against this whole type of thing? Because at the end of the day, you're going to look at the other person and go, I don't want anything bad to happen to them. I disagree with them, but I don't want anything bad to happen to them. So, you know, we're going to have to go on. I don't think we're going to have to get there. That tonight is one of those things where we can actually head it off. Yeah. Go and
we can continue to have these conversations and talking about them, because as Wes alluded to, it is ongoing. There will be a decision before the Wisconsin Elections Commission here in our state tomorrow. They are holding their first meeting with the new commissioner, Don Millis, who is replacing former state representative Dean Knudsen. And it will be, there are two options for who will chair the commission, the bipartisan commission, over the next 2 years. Throughout the 2022 and up leading into the 2024 elections. And that chair could be one of two people. Either Don Millis, who got appointed to the commission yesterday by the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and we don't know, he previously served on the commission in 2016 and 2017. But we don't know his views on how the 2020 election was conducted and what his thoughts are on it yet. He's kind of an unknown figure to this point. We know a little bit about him because he had previously served on the commission. But the last couple of years have been pretty important. And so there's some unknowns that need to be found out about where Millis stands on conducting elections in the state of Wisconsin. Or the second option of the two will be Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell, as we've
already... Colonel Potter looking MF-er with a friggin'... It's Colonel Potter with a toupee.
As we've referred to Robert Spindell earlier in this show and on previous shows, he was a fraudulent elector. He was one of 10 Wisconsin Republicans. Yeah, he is. He is a fraudulent elector. He signed his name saying that Donald Trump won the election without any evidence, without any aspect of truth. All fantasy. All made up. Yeah. And he signed his name to it with 9 other Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, sent it off to the Library of Congress and other officials, both here in the state of Wisconsin and Washington, D.C. And he is the other choice for the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And so the coup is still ongoing. If we don't head it off as soon as we possibly can, it's going to continue to happen and happen in future elections. It's just, it is what it is. It's ongoing.
You have a chance to go and listen to it tonight here on this very station, starting at 7 p.m. We're going to be carrying it live, the entirety of it. Tonight is when it starts. Also, Wes, if you want to talk to or at least listen to the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, turn to the Devil's Advocates, Ben Wickler will be on to preview tonight. So hooray for that. He might be able to help you with action that you can take. Let's go to the phones. We got a little bit of time here. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, how are you?
I'm looking very forward for tonight. And I really want to encourage people, you have to watch it. It is your civic duty. You need to watch this with your own eyes. For a lot of us, we've been watching live what's been going on through this whole process. And those of you who have jobs, families, a lot of things going on, take this time so that you are not influenced about any propaganda. Make your own decision, because they're going to be playing bits and pieces to whatever they want to use, anybody. So you need to watch the entire thing by yourself, or listen to it if you can't watch it. They will be showing evidence. You can look at the evidence with your own eyes without any influences whatsoever. See how you feel. Watch what's going on. And I think your eyes will be very much educated. So I hope people do this. You owe it to yourselves. You owe it to your neighbor. You owe it to your state. And you owe it to your country. Take this time and be a good citizen and watch this. Be a participant and watch. Thank you so much. I have to push that so much, because we've been trying to inform people, but this time they can inform themselves, and I think it's really important. Thank you guys so much for what you're doing, and We'll probably be talking tomorrow.
Thank you for your call, Jeannie. We always appreciate it. Very excellent words. People do need to watch what is going on with their own eyes, because that's the other aspect, is the some people, Brian, the major news network that they're going to be tuning into isn't going to cover it all. Do you think it's non-news? Do you think Fox News, the one that they claim to be the largest cable news television, you think they're covering it tonight? Oh wait, no, they're gonna black it out.
That's what cowards do.
They don't want you. They don't want you
to
go
and show you what is going on.
They were accomplices. They were leading up to it. They stoked all of the questions that the Trump campaign was doing of the 2020 election up to January 6th.
It's like not wanting to learn about critical race theory because you're worried that maybe you or your relatives would be in the background of those photos.
Folks, come back with us. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Nick the Nut. La 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 la, connect the dots, la 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 la.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents. Luke and Brian.
Yeah, it is.
Today is the greatest day I've ever known.
I think it's going to be a pretty interesting day, Brian.
I think so, too. Judging by the tone of the and the way that you were responding to text on the text line at 844-967-2789, you can join the phones or you can text us. I didn't read all of the text, but I think I summed it up. And I'd like to say, what about Biden? I mean, the January 6th is nothing, but what about my gas tax? Gas is high.
Oh, nobody even mentioned high gas. None of our conservative friends have mentioned the high gas prices today.
Well, I guess we don't.
I guess we might have shed a little light on.
Well,
you know
what? Like, I presented the other side of the story.
The corporate price gouging that we talked about on yesterday's show. I think they called them.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see Northwoods Terry. How you doing, Northwoods Terry?
Good. 2 points, guys. We got the worst Republican congressional representation with those five rascals. Tiffany, Grossman.
Georgia, Texas, and Arizona are definitely up there as well, though, Terry. Like I would say we've got the top five.
I wouldn't say anybody's a number one. I know Grossman is like the most Trumpy of all the Trumpies, technically. But honestly, I think he's more of an under the radar kind of guy. I don't think he has the impact that people think he does. honestly, but I wouldn't put anybody here in the top ten. But everybody is a solid number. So as a whole, as a team,
right? As a collective,
we're like the St. Louis Cardinals of baseball. We're just annoying, mm-hmm. and any idiot who comes in just somehow does just fine. Harrison Bader with his stupid freaking flowing locks just somehow, oh, look, I'm on the Cardinals. I'm amazing now. Look at me. Oh, hey, I'm Glenn Grothman. I've done the same thing forever, and I wear cutoff shorts. It, you know, whatever. Anyway, keep going. I'm sorry. The Republicans are a little bit well-represented here.
Second point, guys, would be I'm hoping we can move independents with this hearing tonight. I'm hoping you can improve that. Open some eyes there. That's what I'm hoping for.
What do you think, Terry, will open independents' eyes? What kind of evidence do you believe could be unveiled tonight to sway them?
Well, they got new footage that we haven't seen before. You know, and hopefully that will sway some thoughts of these people. But you're not going to get the Trumpies. They just discounted it over the Black Lives Matter.
What about? I got to ask you, though, and here's where I'm stuck myself. Yeah, the independent vote. After the last 4 years, at this point, if you're independent – and you're like, well, I'm still waiting to hear from both sides to make my decision which side I'm going with. Or, you know, are you looking at the people who are like, gee, I can't tell the difference between the two? Or are you talking about people who are like, wow, these are both idiots, but I have to vote for one of them. Like, which is the larger majority of independent voters at this point?
Good question, Brian. Good question. I don't know the answer to it. I'm just hoping that there's a bump.
I got to feel like it's the second one. I feel like there's a large group of voters out there that don't consume political media as often as you or I do, Brian, or any of our fabulous callers. They're more focused on other things, and they're not listening to every single story everywhere. And they tune in around election time, and then they tune out. And so I'm sure that there's a lot of independent voters out there that are very similar to how you just described it. When it comes time to vote, they then choose, all right, well, I know I'm supposed to vote, and I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention, and I got to choose between one side or the other. What should I do? And I think that's the prime time hearing slot, time slot for the hearings tonight is a big indicator for that, because I think prime time's what breaks through. When you got a hearing at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, East Coast time, 10 a.m. our time, that's not accessible time for everybody to tune in.
Lots of AARP commercials, though.
Yeah, lots of AARP commercials, a lot of big pharma commercials, stuff like that. But there's going to be more focus on the fact that it's going to be primetime tonight. I'm hoping that breaks through, and I'm hoping the people that haven't necessarily been funneling themselves all of the political information, they're going to see this. This is a year, and this is 15 months past the actual January 6th insurrection, and they're going to see all of the findings that this bipartisan committee has found, and it's going to help them tune back in and pay attention and see some of this, because I think it's going to be pretty damning. Like, one of the little tidbits that has come out yet, Brian, is Trump for months now has said, oh, I wasn't ever planning. You can't hold me responsible because the crowd went and attacked the Capitol on their own. I didn't tell him to do that. For 2 weeks leading up to January 6th, he was pressing the Secret Service to devise a plan for him and his motorcade to go up to the Capitol from the eclipse that he was standing at giving his speech on January 6th. For 2 weeks, he planned to go with his supporters from his speech to the Capitol. That's one little tidbit that came out today in the precursor for what these hearings are going to present.
I certainly hope they present it in such a way that it captures the minds and hearts of the people. Let's go talk to Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark? You got the last word.
What are you looking for tonight, Mark?
Yeah. Well, doing okay. I'm looking for the evidence to come out. I'm disappointed the Democrats aren't running candidates against Gallagher or Grothman, even though the odds are stacked against them. I mean, you can't win unless you get in the fight. It's kind of sad there. But Gallagher, I'm deeply disappointed in him because he voted against the impeachment. I mean, clearly
talk to fine game though, but when it came down to actually doing something, nope.
He was in the service and he took an oath then to support protect the Constitution. He took an oath to protect the Constitution. When you're not taking an oath to the president, you're taking an oath to the Constitution and to the country when you get in the legislature like that. And he violated that oath. He ignored that oath. I mean, and it is just, it's sad and he should hang his head in shame for not doing so.
Yeah, but Mark, he almost violated his oath to Donald Trump, which supersedes anything. And thank goodness he got back in line so he can keep his seat now.
That insulated seat by 16 points in these new congressional maps.
Brave man that guy is.
Yeah, folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the great show, go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Brian, we're going to be back tomorrow. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Take notes, everybody. We're going to have a quiz tomorrow.
We're gonna have a... not a pop quiz, but just a quiz on what we all learn tonight at the hearings. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Like Brian said, we got Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair. Tune in.
Undecided voters are the biggest idiots on the planet. Try giving short, simple answers.
On many sides. On many sides.